So,
tell me,
you can flip it around. Just tell me first of all what you're doing here today.
We're doing bike marking.
Okay.
Basically, we register to National Register. It means if your bike is stolen, there's every good chance if we have the marking underneath the bike, which we can check with the usual UV light, we will be able to trace it to your address and be able to get your bike back. If you sell your bike on, invariably the paperwork that goes with this goes on with the new owner as well. So we're always, this number goes with your bike.
So if somebody does pinch my bike, I've got more chance of getting it back.
You've got more chance of getting your bike back, and it gives us a chance of finding out, rather than having the Aladdin's Cave, which we've had for years, and we sell them every 6 months, in which we've got hundreds of bikes and all go to charity. So that's the way.
Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And you're doing it for free today at the festival?
We are. We are doing it for free. For reasons I don't know why, but we are. So take the option while we can.
So flip it upside down.
Flip it upside down, please. Yeah.
Okay.
And what we're looking for is a thing here that we can do. So can I give you this, and if you can clean an area in there, please.
Yep, sure.
And then I'll get you to...
Just scrubbing away on the muddy bottom of my bike.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
That's it, yeah, so it's really clean. That area, it's really clean, that's fine. That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take care, folks, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, it's a bit like reading the credit card details.
Is that what you're doing, is it? No.
So just fill
can
this
I get you to fill all this in?
Okay.
The number I'm going to shout out to you, I'll ask you to fill in, okay?
Okay.
See you, Daphne. Bye. Right, I'll give you that number now. Each one is identified by one of these numbers here, okay?
Okay.
So if I give you that number, you can write it in there. It's 76 999 00 611. And if you could fill the rest of the details in, which are your personal ones.
Right, so, Mr. Tom Allen. How many people have you helped so far today?
And bike side of it, you will be the fourth. A lot of people have come by and said, well, I didn't know it was on, which, okay, that's fair enough. Advertising might have been handy in that one. But I would suspect that maybe Sunday might be a bit quicker and a bit busier. So we're catering to do anything upwards of about 70 plus bikes if people come in, so we're able to do that.
Is bike theft a big problem in Edinburgh?
It has its moments. That's for sure. Depends if the students come back and thank you. The students come back in August at Pollock Halls and such like. There's a lot of bikes arrive, so we tend to have a bit of an upsurge there. Or else the high flats, when you're putting all your bikes out in the stairwells and you put your best lock on, but they're still finding ways of bolt cutters and cutting through, usually getting through the stair security as well. Which is usually quite easy, just press a button and say you're somebody else, and then you get in the stair, cut the bike and off you go.
So what have you done just there? So
what
that's
I've
a little stencil, is it?
It's basically a stencil effect. What we do is a stencil effect. This paint we put on dries within minutes.
What are you doing?
Bike stamping the bike to identify it, so it can be...
Is that your bike?
No, it's this gentleman's bike here.
So... You need to know the make, so it's Trek.
What are you
doing
to the bike?
I've just put a number in that. Can you see that number? You can't see it, can you? Here, I'll show you. Watch what I do with this torch.
It's a glowing torch.
Oh, there you go. There's his number.
I've got one of them.
And that can't be taken off. You either have to hacksaw it or whatever.
Okay.
Why is there a number?
It can't be rubbed on. Well, this number is identified for this bike, and we register it, so if it's stolen, this number is now registered to this bike and this gentleman here. You see? So we're able to find out where the bike's stolen from.
I've got that.
I think
do you know
so,
them,
yeah.
Do you know the whiteboards at the dining room?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah. You can do that with the UV light, yeah.
So it says frame number. Where do I find that? Is that this one here?
That's that one there.
Could you read that out for me?
Probably not. Can you guys read that?
1BI.
Your eyesight's better. Do that one first and do the top one. Just do the numbers up and see what we've got.
1BI.
It says...
TBI, sorry.
No, wait.
Yeah, TBI.
This is TBI.
Yeah.
2277.
No, we need... If you do the bottom one first.
Got it. GB.
GB9.
Yeah.
R7.
Yes, I do.
R7.
No, wait. Let's do it again then. GB.
Yeah.
Right. 9R.
Right. Yeah.
7514.
Okay.
The top one is TBI.
Yeah.
/ 2277.
Thank you.
Done. Can you do that to my hand?
No, it's not good for your hand.
What is it?
So that's my bike. Tagged now, so if someone does pinch it, maybe I'll get it back.
Yeah.